Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Vet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Child Crime every morning, every hour on the show. We have a lot to get to today, and I, as we do, want to start with the weather because, wow. Loved walking out today.
Yeah.
First of all, a huge storm last night. It was wet everywhere. It was wet when I got up.
Yeah.
It hit us for maybe not long. But it rained.
Mercer County got smacked pretty good.
Yeah,
there were
it
some
rained
trees
pretty hard.
Down. Mercer down to about Camden and Gloucester County got the worst of it in terms of wind and in terms of rain. There was a pocket of about an inch and a half of rain down in Camden County.
It was a buildup to the storm, which lasted, it felt like a couple hours. Like all of a sudden it just started to, the wind picked up, and then it was not till late that we got the storm. But anyway, cooled things off and felt like it did because I walked out this morning. I'm like, whoa.
It did. We had some 90s yesterday. It's still a little sticky this morning. At least when I came in, it's getting a little better. The humidity is sliding backwards today. And
you
we've got a couple of really nice weather days as it turns refreshing, comfortable. You know, we need to really celebrate these low humidity days because we are now 6 days away from the official start of summer. And you know, low humidity is going to become a thing of the past once we get deeper into the summer
season.
What
do you think? Thinking as we head toward the middle end of the week, the humidity's coming back. Heat or no?
There's one day of heat. It's Thursday. Thursday is like the one tricky day of this week. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty quiet. Last week was a tricky week. We had heat. We had thunderstorms. Yeah. There was a lot last week.
Yeah.
So this week, things kind of simmer down. It'll turn a little unsettled through the second half of the week, but Thursday is the only really challenging day. It's going to be 90. There will be some thunderstorms around. There's other days that have showers in the forecast. There's other days that I would call a little bit sticky. Thursday's the only problem child of the week.
How's the water temperature? It's got to be warmer now.
It's getting there. Oh, we're getting there. Yeah.
Have we hit 70 yet or not yet?
Yes. I've seen a couple
really?
Of 70s.
It's
kind of a conditions may vary situation at this point.
Because
the numbers are kind of all over there. So it depends what part of the Jersey Shore you're at, whether there's, you know, upwelling and what the currents are doing. But yes, they are warming. You know, I don't know where they are, like, in terms of normal. I forgot to look at that. But we're getting there. We're getting there.
I love it. I'm looking forward to this weather week. And Thursday aside, I felt it today. It just felt different. The last week was just brutal. And I'm putting a suit on and I'm in the car. I'm like, and it was so hot. It was, I don't know if it was yesterday morning. But there were a few more cars broken down. I can always tell if people are blasting the air in an old car, and you just felt for people. I passed three people broken down. Like, this is not the day.
It's just that sticky, steamy, stifling
and
humidity.
You're sitting out there waiting for help. It's just awful. I fell for him.
Although, having been broken down several years ago, one of the coldest days of the year, that's even worse.
Just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I hear you.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Eric, did I hear you right? 50% increase in
53%.
Rentals?
Wow. Yeah.
I was telling you, I wish I had a house of the shore to rent out. Have they discussed the inventory? So is it keeping people away?
There
is it up and it's still full?
It's still pretty much full. Yeah. You'd be hard pressed at this point to find something in July and August. You might find some stuff for shoulder season. Yeah, they'll absolutely pay for it. And, you know, certainly you can find some stuff that's maybe further off of the beach, you know, just in town. But if you're looking for something that is, you know, a block off the beach or two blocks off the beach, good luck.
This is why I plan in advance. I try to get almost a year in advance. If I'm going to the shore.
Oh, at least.
You got to plan your future. People make fun of me, but my calendar fills a year ahead.
I'm not quite there. Things, but not everything.
I'll book dinner sometimes even 6 months out. It's just, it's difficult to do because most people don't operate that way. But I at least try to block certain days.
Right.
And when it comes to rentals, you're right. If you the shore is a dangerous thing to have as a last minute getaway. You can get lucky. I've gotten lucky on Labor Day a few times.
We've done that from time to time where we've gotten lucky and found something that is, you know, nice and relatively, you know, close to the beach. I don't like going during July and August. I like going the week after Labor Day. I like going in September, even into October, because it's, you know, I don't.
Well, we lived in Sea Isle for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my favorite time, October and November, believe it or not.
Yes.
And this was, we had our golden retriever, and I would run on the beach. No one would be there. It was just the mornings were fantastic. I love it. I think the Jersey Shore is just spectacular. But when you see prices like that, you got to believe that, you know, the regular average Joe is being priced out of the market. For a week.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going down this year because we're having a lot of work done on the house. We may take a couple of day trips, or we have some friends that live, you know, in some of the shore towns where we may go and just spend for a long weekend. But
You're not a beach guy, though.
I am not a beach guy, and you know, Sandra and her girlfriends, they'll take off, and even my son on Saturday, he and his buddies all went down the shore and they were on the beach all day.
And I do that. I can do a day trip, park. We walk. We've got a couple of places we'll go, grab a beer, and then hit the beach for, you know, 3 hours or so, soak up the sun, swim, come home. And I love it. And I can decompress in that amount of time.
I have zero interest in doing that. Absolutely none. Yeah, I just it does not appeal to me. God bless people who it does. I mean, I know a lot of people recharge by doing that. And, you know, I'd rather sit on my deck, or I'd rather sit in kind of like the grotto area we have at our house and read a book and have a glass of wine or whatever than have to, and, you know, that's, I can. I
maybe it was growing up. I mean, because you grew up in Buffalo. I mean, I grew up, my grandparents had a little place, tiny little place in Sea Isle. And the minute school was out, that was it. I was there. And, you know, as a little kid, and it was, I have those memories of walking to the beach, and it was just the sound of the ocean rolling in is a positive trigger for relaxation for me.
I get that. I didn't have that growing up. I mean, we would go to Lake Erie, you know, they had beaches and you could swim in the, in the fresh water, and the water was relatively warm, or you literally would find a fishing hole or the Cattaraugus Creek or something like that. Now that you'd do all day long.
Yeah,
but you know, if the family was going, you were packing up either in the station wagon or the motorhome, and you were going to a campground.
The motorhome, right?
Yeah, you were going to a campground. You were going to Jellystone or KOA, and that was your getaway.
I love it. All right, how about you? Are you a beach or activity woods guy? And do you have a rental this year at the Jersey Shore? Did you pay a lot more this year than you did last year, or are you a homeowner and thinking, you know what, with these prices, maybe I'll put my home on Airbnb or Vrbo? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Happy Monday, 617. Traffic and weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at newjersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Zero.
.623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. There are a lot of serious things going on in the world right now. I'd rather talk about the Jersey Shore, because I have to tell you, this whole thing with Iran, I'm so sick of it, and you probably are too, and I spent the entire weekend talking about it on Newsmax, did four shows this weekend, and anchored on Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon. I have to tell you this. I'll give you a little insight. A lot of the guests that I had, military, etc., a lot of people scratching their heads thinking, how is it that we basically are in the same position we were in when the whole thing started. So if anybody wants my input on that, I'll be happy to answer any questions, but let's move on. Jersey Shore, John in South Amboy, you're headed to Cape May. What's going on?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, man. I'm doing great this morning. This is a great Monday. I woke up in a good mood. The weather is exactly where I hoped it would be. It's all good. How about you?
Good. Yeah, you're like one of the few people I know that are so happy on Monday. But I'm happy Monday because I leave Friday with my daughter for Cape May. I got 3 nights down there.
Nice.
And then I'm off the whole following week, the whole week. So I'm a truck driver out of Wayne, New Jersey, and I'm on 206 heading to Vineland now. I deliver tile. And, I stay, it's probably my 3rd year in a row. I used to go to Wildwood, but the kids are older now. My daughter's 26. My son's 28. So I like Cape May a little better. You know, it suits us better.
Are your kids local, or they come in for it?
You know what? My daughter lives in Brooklyn, works in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. My son can't go with us this year. He's busy. He's in the hotel business.
Wow.
And, I leave Friday morning. And
yeah.
I come back Monday morning.
John, are you staying in a hotel?
Yeah.
Or did you rent a place?
Yeah, I'm staying. Yeah, you know, it, 3 nights, Bill, cost me $1,100. You know how things are.
It's expensive, but that's not too bad.
Family-owned. You don't think so? Yeah,
$300. No.
Yeah, I know. I mean... Wildwood's a little cheaper. You could go to Port Royal or Bell Harbor. But you know what? This is nice. I don't have to move my vehicle. I just walk into town, you know, Ugly Mug, all those places.
Yeah.
It's called the Big... I'm sorry, Bill.
No, what's it called?
Victorian. It's called the Victorian.
Oh, sure.
It's right next to Congress Hall.
Yep.
It's family-owned. Very nice. So I book it as soon as I leave, so I lock it in, you know?
There's a great place on the beach, John. Not on the beach, but on the Beach Boulevard, that first street, where I had some of the best mac and cheese that I've ever had. It was so good. I'm trying to remember the place. I'll think of it. If you're still listening later, I'll think of it, and I'll mention it.
I listen all day. You
know, I love it. I love it, man.
I listen all day. Listen, I appreciate that you're back. You gave it a good run. But I'm happy to have you on the air.
I appreciate
that.
I
really do appreciate you.
You know, John, so, sometimes God closes a door, opens another one, and I'm blessed to be able to be back on the mic. So I appreciate it, too. Thank you, man. Have a great day. Thanks. Drive safe. Best of your family. Enjoy Cape May. Take care.
Appreciate you, Bill.
Thanks, bye. John. All right, Brian, you'll be first on the other side. Question on the table as you headed to the Jersey Shore. Where are you staying? Hotel rental? Or, and what'd you pay? Was it outrageous? I know $1,100 sounds a lot for a weekend, but hey, Cape May, New Jersey is one of the higher priced places in the country. You get 3 days for less than 300, for about three and change a night. It's not that bad. I mean, if you got it, I get it. These are tight economic times. Are you going down, or do you have a place that you were thinking of renting out? Rental prices up 53%. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The news is next with Eric. 6:37 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. We're talking about the Jersey Shore. So if you're at the shore, are you thinking about renting your house out? Prices up 53%. Think about that. Let's go to Brian on LBI. What's going on, Brian?
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good, man. I'm doing great this morning. Happy Monday.
We did an event at my restaurant years back for the whales and save the wind turbines.
Yeah, fantastic. But that wasn't the one in the rain, right?
No, we did it at the Arlington and Ship Bottom. It was with a bunch of the mayors and stuff.
That's right. Yep.
The locals.
Yeah, I remember. So, how's business?
It's good.
Yeah.
It was off the past couple of summers a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like this summer might be a little bit better. The weather seems to be better. I think the rental thing.
Yeah, what
do you think? The prices are up. The prices are definitely up. But I think the realtors really say, there's none available. But I think they drive the price, because come the middle of the summer, they're like, rentals are a little off every year.
Off meaning there'll be inventory.
There's inventory.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because for years I would wait till the last minute. and in right. August find out where. And this was back in the old days when, you know, you didn't have VRBO, you didn't have Airbnb, so right. you were going through a realtor, unless you knew somebody, and you had to do it Saturday to Saturday. And what I figured out is you could actually break a week up if you wait to the last minute. So I would go midway into August and start calling around and say, look, whatever's not rented on Labor Day, I want it just for the Labor Day weekend. And you could you could work a deal for that. I mean, it was, right?
Absolutely.
You can always work a deal.
The problem is like during COVID and like the riots, the shore became super busy because everybody left the city.
Yep.
And they didn't have a job to go to. They'd worked from home. And so all these guys, they raised their prices. And then years after that, their occupancy went down. And I'm like, well, maybe you should drop your rate a little bit, because wouldn't you rather rent your house for like 12 weeks or whatever instead of three?
Right.
And they're like, oh, maybe you're right. And I'm like, I think I'm kind of right.
They're like, yeah, I'm definitely right. Because cash flow, look, it doesn't have to be zero or the win. There's a middle.
Right.
Get some cash.
I mean, it's very expensive to rent the shore. I don't know how people do it. You know, I mean, I live at the shore.
Yeah.
I love the shore. I've been working at the shore for 20-something years, over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, and obviously the rental business drives my business.
Right.
You know, but also the weather, you know, so... You know, I mean, no offense, but I pray for rain every day of the summer because my restaurants are packed all day.
Right, because you got to. No, you're exactly right. So you got to go somewhere, and especially if you're packing in the kids in a place, and can't go to the beach. I'm going somewhere. So we're not doing the barbecue at home. We're going out. Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
Well, good, man, Brian. I hope you have a fantastic summer and keep the money flowing. Give the place a plug.
I will. I have the Arlington, Daymark, and La Riva in Long Beach Island.
Love it.
And so I'm getting ready to go fishing tomorrow, so that's my deal.
Nice. That, you know, I love it. A Tuesday off, just go fish. Enjoy it.
Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to fish the tournament in Beach Haven. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. Well, good luck, and I think the weather's going to be perfect for that.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, enjoy. Thanks, man. Good talking to you, Brian. All right. So... I want to talk to you about the shore. I think he's got a good point that prices, if you lowered your prices, you'd drive more business. But I wonder if we're going to see the same thing this year in terms of inventory opening up at the end of the summer. Because I don't know. I think the shore has been packed the last couple of years. And this year, I feel like summer started early. I mean, summer started 2 weeks ago with... Kathy, you and I have talked about this, that, I mean, the humid, hot weather, we've already had two heat waves.
I was just going to say about the shore.
Yeah.
We would rent the same house every summer.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the rental, we would secure
book it again
the week, and that's why it's booked solid. I think a lot of people do that. They go every year.
We used to do that in Narragansett.
Okay.
In Rhode Island, because it was the same family members going every time.
Right.
Couldn't do it in Jersey because there were some years where it was just me, Jody, and the kids. Some years where we had my brothers and we had, like, so it would depend on the crowd. So if we rented a big place because we were splitting it up, I wasn't going to hold that again for the next year because I'm the only one that plans a year ahead.
Oh.
That's the problem. Yeah. Everybody else is like, next year. I have no idea next year. Like, but I assume I'm going to be here next year.
I think a lot of places, if you don't
do it a
year, you're not going to get the week.
Our friends, Amy and Jonathan, have a house at the shore that they rent out. Mm. And they have now, they've been doing it, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. They have regulars.
Yeah.
Who do exactly that.
Right, right.
They're like, we want it for next year.
Right.
So they'll book up and be at least, I don't know, 3/4 full before the season's over.
Yeah,
for the next year.
Every once in a while, you can find a stray weekend that they didn't book, but you're not going to get first choice. If you wait,
for this year. So we stopped doing Narragansett because everybody's gone. Nobody's in Rhode Island now. So my brother-in-law's in Massachusetts, and of course, mom lives with us. So you know, and Jody's dad is gone. So it's very different now. We're thinking about, and of course, it's different now because my kids live. You know, Michael's in San Diego and Elizabeth and Charlie are in London. So we're all getting together for a week this year, though, for the first time.
Did you already determine
already got it.
What week?
Got a place. Yeah.
And you're happy with what you got?
Thrilled.
Great.
Thrilled. It was definitely more expensive this year than it was before. Mm. But, you know, look, you do what you have to do. For us, the cost of bringing the family together is going to be more expensive because my kids live so far away.
Right.
How about you? Where are you going this summer? Are you headed for a long weekend or a week at the shore? And I'm curious, did you go direct to a place you know? Did you go on a local shore rental website, or did you go to Vrbo or Airbnb, or did you do the old-fashioned thing and go to a realtor? No offense to the realtors out there, but I can't remember the last time I called a real estate office to get a Jersey Shore rental. But if you are in that business, I'd love to hear from you too. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. And sidebar, what's your favorite shore place? Because you heard the earlier between Wildwood with the kids, now that they're older, Cape May. I'm a Sea Isle guy. What about you? 1-800-283-101.5, 644. Fast driving instant weather.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
.652 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls. I don't know if you noticed, the traffic this weekend was murder. Awful. Took me 3 hours to get home from Manhattan on Friday night. Bob Williams, I thank you for being there. You got me out of a jam when I was heading back to the city. It was a smart thing. Goffel's Verrazano was the only way into the city.
Costs more money, but it's certainly worth it. And considering you have to pay that hostage fee for the congestion pricing, it's worth the extra $10 or whatever it is to take those bridges.
It really was totally worth it. I wouldn't do it in the early morning because you don't need it. But with the World Cup traffic, I think when we talked, we started our conversation within 15 minutes. The backup at the George Washington Bridge went from 20 minutes to 50.
Oh, yeah. And then the GPSs just go crazy and start routing everybody else elsewhere. And then those routes back up very quickly. So it gets very confusing when your GPS is telling you to change course every 5 or 10 minutes.
Mine was doing that all the way in. I left. It changed 3 times in the first 20 minutes of the ride.
Yeah.
And it went to all the tunnels. But you know what's interesting, Bob? It never defaulted back to the Goffels and the Verrazano.
Right, because because it's probably out of that 15 or 20 mile radius that you were going to. So you were probably just like right out of that it's not going to route you like way out of the way, which you pretty much did. You did the furthest from your original travel. I mean,
yeah, if you're going through Staten Island, you're right. It was, but here was the interesting thing. It was the World Cup traffic. So Friday night, I literally just could not get out of the city. I saw road rage, crazy story. I don't know if I told you so I'm in line to get on the Lincoln Tunnel.
This is Saturday night.
Friday night.
Okay.
Friday night, trying to get out. So there was no big game Friday. I don't know what the hell was going on, but the police were closing streets. So the guy next to me in this big truck, he starts beeping because the guy in front of him let someone in. And
that's the thing right there.
Well, he rammed him. I've never seen anything like it. He rammed him. He literally just pushed his truck right into him. And I heard the pop. And I'm like, did that guy just... And I'm looking and he's beeping and screaming. And I'm like, get me out of here. Nothing. I think he was scared to death. He stayed in the car. The cops, the cops were there. Didn't do anything. No, didn't do anything.
Just another day there. Yeah, you didn't get involved, did you? You didn't play Good Samaritan.
No, because I would have called 911 if the truck guy got out of his car. Because I thought, I don't know. I couldn't see who was in the other car, thinking if it's a young woman or something, and this brute is going to go hurt somebody. But nobody got out of their cars.
Yeah.
So
rule number one, Jersey people, when you go into the city, stay in your car.
Yeah.
Drive on 3 wheels to get back to New Jersey.
Yeah. Get out. Now, here's the good news. The entrance to the tunnel on Saturday. So Saturday night was the big game. So the Knicks were playing. And even though they were in San Antonio, I would argue the traffic was worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were block parties all over Manhattan. And it was interesting because it took me once when I got, I actually got out, my broadcast ended, I did 5 to 7 Saturday night, 7 o'clock. I'm in the car by maybe 7:15. Didn't wait around, got out of the studio, got to my car. That was the fastest ride home I've ever had because the Knicks game tipped off at 8 and the World Cup game had already started at 6.
Right.
So I hit it perfectly.
You had the sweet spot. You were trying to get in and out. Yeah.
And I buzzed out. The tunnel was empty. I was so happy about it. But anyway, that I wanted to talk to you about that workaround because you were spot on. If you go through Staten Island, your GPS will reroute you the minute you hit the Gothels.
Exactly.
And that is a way faster way in. But as you said, more expensive.
Call me. I'm at your disposal.
I know it.
What's your schedule? Are you going in this week?
I am off this week. I'm doing Saturday morning again.
Oh, good.
That's so my next show.
To deal with tomorrow, right? With the
I will not have to deal with the chaos of tomorrow.
And you guys are talking about the rideshare mess, trying to get out of the stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, happened? What happened Saturday?
Apparently, there was some sort of miscommunication that the Lyft drivers and the Ubers could not pick up at the designated spots at the stadium after the game.
Wow.
After the soccer game. And it was apparently NJ Transit did okay. But if you had a rideshare scheduled, they restricted it for some reason. We still don't know why. But that's going to be interesting for tomorrow's the next game.
Tuesday night's the next game. Let's see if they've got that fit. Thank you, Bob. I'm going to throw that question out. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. It's 6:57. Question is, did you go to the World Cup game? Did you go to one of the Knicks watch parties? It was absolute madness. And I drove in Sunday morning through the debris of the night before. Bodies everywhere, trash everywhere. When I say bodies, literally, I mean drunks who decided just to stop in their tracks and sleep on the sidewalk or in Bryant Park. It was ridiculous. Anyway, did you get caught up in the traffic this weekend? And did you try to ride share to the game and get stuck? 1-800-283-101.5, 6:58. Eric Scott with the news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, I can't help it. I got to at least talk a little bit about this Iran thing. Eric, you, your report, what actually, in your analysis, was accomplished with this so-called deal?
Because
I'm hard pressed to
question.
Right? I don't know how to answer it either.
The war is over, but I don't think any of the stated goals when the war began have been achieved.
Right. So the first stated goal was to have a regime change that was led by the Iranian people, that they would rise up and topple their leader after Trump took them out. So that clearly has not happened because we're still dealing with the people that were down the chain of command.
Correct.
In the old Mullah regime. Yes. So basically same people, different rank. It's like instead of the generals, we're dealing with the captains. Number two, the Strait of Hormuz was open before the war.
Before the war started, yes. It was only closed by Iran in
response to the
start of the war. Yep.
Number three, Israel taking some heat, but Israel, because they were saying that the Israelis upset the peace deal because they attacked Lebanon. But then if you take an actual look at that, the Israelis responded to an attack from Hezbollah.
Correct.
So Israel actually is not the disruptor in this. They are defending themselves, which is interesting. That here we have the MAGA world loving Israel, but because Trump got pissed off at Netanyahu, all of a sudden now the MAGA world's like, hold on a minute, hold on, Israel's not
so
great.
That turns.
Yeah, they were the chosen people last week, but not this week. They're pissing us off because they're upsetting Trump. So I don't see what part of the deal will prevent Hezbollah from continuing to try to kill Jewish people. So the other thing that I'm finding interesting is I thought over the past couple of weeks that the Iranian military was completely decimated, and the uranium stockpiles were buried underneath millions of tons of concrete and other rubble because we flattened all their storage areas.
Yeah.
Well, then what are we actually negotiating in 60 days?
Well, I think the issue right now is, you know, are you going to get Iran to basically agree to not restart a nuclear program, period? And you might get Iran to agree to do that. I don't have
any faith. Isn't that the same deal that we had with Obama?
Pretty much. I mean, I don't have any faith that they'll honor that. Plus, Trump is talking about releasing, what, $23, $25 billion in assets that have been frozen?
Right.
So essentially, I mean, if you want to boil it all down and ask what the basic analysis is, we're paying Iran to stop the war. We're paying them $20-plus billion to say the war is over.
Art of the deal, baby.
Which is what they have wanted.
Yes, they wanted all those assets
they
free.
Wanted the
and
money
here's
and
the interesting
assets.
Thing. That you can say, well, okay, but the price they paid to release those assets was billions and billions of dollars in destruction. But they don't care. This is a regime that butchers women and children for their political goals. That, you know, these are people that are okay living in caves to ride out the storm. A victory in Iran is they survive to fight another day. They don't care. This is a longer. They're not. You look at where Tehran was as a city back in the 70s before the Islamists took it over. Tehran was a near Western city.
It was a tourist destination for
Americans.
Yes,
you could go. Yes. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So they destroyed their own country themselves. There's clearly we don't have the same value system between Americans and these Islamists. So I'm hard-pressed to see this as a victory, number one. Number two, I don't see how we have done anything to prevent Iranian Islamists from purchasing nuclear weapons from China. China's not out of the picture. They're still backing the regime in Tehran. So I don't know. It's frustrating to me because I think what we are witnessing and maybe this is not the first time in history we've seen this, but maybe it's the first time that because of social media, because of the 24-hour news cycle, that we can see it. But I think this is all performative. I think we are watching political theater. Yesterday, Trump was talking about doing the same thing in Cuba.
I don't
know what I'm missing. Maybe somebody on the Trump team can explain this to me, but I don't see this as a victory. What are you hearing?
Well,
it is
not the total victory. You have a lot of Republicans and certainly plenty of Democrats that are questioning what the details are. And we may not even know what the full details are until and unless this agreement is actually signed on Friday. That's what we're hearing. But we've
also had
this stop-start go with this administration multiple times. You know, I mean, the real conspiracy theorists are like, this is nothing more than stock market manipulation for the benefit of billionaires.
Well, it's hard to argue.
It's hard to argue that
I mean, look
it
at look at the oil
the market,
companies,
right?
Look at the energy companies. Look at what their stocks are doing. My God, the millionaires are becoming 100 millionaires, and the 100 millionaires are becoming billionaires.
Yeah. And
meanwhile,
the billionaires are becoming trillionaires.
And look, I think Elon Musk. Probably one of the great innovators of our time. I think we are watching something very historic. And, you know, Musk not benefiting from the war, benefiting from his own leadership, in my opinion. But all these other guys, how do we justify that the oil companies are making all this money, billions upon billions? They won't drill in Anwar. The Brits won't drill in the North Sea. We won't drill off the coast of many of these blue states.
Yeah.
So we are forced into a global market for oil, and I can tell you, I'm filling up twice a week now. It is aggravating me to no end. Enough is enough. So I want to ask you, are you even paying attention? Because you think by watching these press conferences that every single person in the country is on the edge of their seat, bated breath, hoping for a deal in Iran. Did it have one iota of impact on your life? Because I could say No, I am happy to even ignore this news. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:16 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we were talking about the Jersey Shore. Thank you for enduring my quick rant about this Iranian nonsense. I'm such a cynic now of everything government does. And it's like, it's so weird. I was having a conversation on the air yesterday, and one of the contributors, former Senator Rick Santorum, who I know, he's a good guy, Rick. He just dug in hard, saying, you know, thank God President Trump has cut this deal and defeated Iran and all this. And I'm listening, and I'm like, we've devolved into talking points. No wonder why nobody votes. Like, no wonder why people just are disconnected and don't care. Because the Republicans line up and say, if Trump did it, it's good. So therefore, the war's over. He brought peace. I'm like, well, he started it, and then he kind of ended it, sort of, kind of. I'm not sure. Because the, we have a reporter who I work with, Jody Cohen, who right after her report in Israel had to take shelter because they were being bombed. The Iranians were talking about lobbing missiles, and Hezbollah hasn't stopped. So it's frustrating to me, guys, because when Republicans dig in, Trump Republicans, and dig in, and by the way, I voted for Trump 6 times, if you include the primaries, and I support the president. I criticize him for sure. And I want to know why you can't get out of your own way where everything has to be 100% or not. And look, I love that MMA went to the White House on Sunday night. I love that. Jill, did you watch the festivities last night?
That was so funny. Hey, quickly, I want to tell you I have an accident at Route 1 at Washington Road. It just came up. I know.
What
right?
happened?
And it's backed up from season, from the Market Fair up to Washington Road.
I hate Route 1.
Yeah.
Jill, I hate Route 1. Now I'm aggravated all over again.
I know, right?
Forget Iran.
Forget
Route 1 makes me more angry.
And it's the left lane. It's the fast lane. But,
I'm not. What happened? Was it a truck?
An accident.
Just somebody hit somebody else?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks like cars. See?
It's so aggravating to me. Yeah. Route 1 was a mess this weekend, by the way. Traffic was so bad this weekend. I've never... seen traffic as bad as it was on Saturday.
Well, of course, duh.
Stupid World Cup. I hate the World Cup. Well, I'm anti-World Cup.
People were even probably, who knows, they could have been going
into the city was mad over the Knicks. But that I understood. It was actually, I will give New York credit. I mean, I know there were some riots, and they burned a school bus and all that.
Yeah.
Take out the criminals, because the criminals went to Times Square.
Right.
Every other neighborhood had block parties.
Yeah.
Thousands. And no problems.
Puerto Rican parade was going on.
No arrests. No nothing. Well, the Puerto Rican parade is a pain in the neck because it you can't get out of the city. It took me 30 minutes.
Well, get used to it, buddy, because all those parades in New York. I know we got a break, but.
Do we? I don't know.
If we told anybody from like.
Oh, do we? All right.
If you told anybody from 10 years ago, like, hey, this weekend is going to come up in 2026 and, like, the Knicks are going to win. There's going to be a World Cup match.
And the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
The day that the Declaration of Independence celebrates 250 years, the president's going to celebrate his 80th with a UFC
fight.
With
a UFC fight. I've never seen anything
like
that.
Nobody would believe you from, like, 10 years ago.
No one would believe you. That all happened. All right, so my question to you is, did you watch the UFC fight last night? I'll tell you my thoughts on it on the other side, but did you watch it? I'm going to tell you why I can't stand the World Cup, love MMA. I think the UFC fight, I love that it was at the White House. That was a distraction that was worth it. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Did you watch any of this? The Knicks, the World Cup? The UFC fights, or are you just disconnected from all this stuff now? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jill, what happened is another accident. So now we got Route 1 at Washington Road, and we got a car on fire on 195.
And so... The one at Washington Road just got cleared up, but the damage is already done, so it's still jammed miles. From the hospital to Market Fair both ways. The 195 car fire, coming out of right off 295 towards Route 130.
Yeah.
Right in between there, a car fire. But then Bob's territory, where he kind of picks up out of Upper Freehold, westbound going into Allentown, there's another accident. So
what a mess on Monday. The roads today. What happy Monday. Eric, it's times like this that I am feeling very blessed that I am 14 minutes from the studio. And you know, we were talking though yesterday, like all of a sudden I'm a New York commuter again though. How did that happen? Jill, how far do you drive, Jill, to get here?
Because
I'm not going to ask Eric, because he's like literally 6 minutes away.
And I'm just about, I'm next probably in line with you, like 12 minutes. But before I went into the World Trade Center and also Philly, you know, down to Bala Cynwyd.
That's a long drive.
You got to have commutes like that, though. The three of us know. Got to have those really gnarly, horrible commutes to appreciate.
Oh, I did it for years.
It's one of the reasons why when the kids got older and moved out that I haven't gotten rid of the house. Because where am I going to go? Right. Because if you think about it, at the hours that we come in, the farther away you are is less sleep. So if I moved 30 minutes away, that's 30 minutes earlier I have to get up, 30 minutes earlier I have to go to bed.
Yeah, or if you forget something,
that's a great point.
Like I tend to do, I can still race back home.
I've watched you race out of here.
Authenticator, you know.
And I don't feel it. Well, it's when I was remote, because I wasn't not going to comply with all the nonsense. There was one day the system went down, and I had to come in, and I was able to come in and only miss one break.
Yeah,
I have forgotten things at home. And I have gone home and gotten back in between newscasts.
That's fantastic.
I have driven home, gone into my house, and then driven back and not missed a newscast.
That is nuts.
You do have to have those gritty commutes, though.
Yeah.
It's like kids, you know, when you're first working, my kid has to commute in out of the Navy Yard area in Philly. And I'm like,
brutal.
But it'll make you appreciate when you have an easier parking situation. And now you went back in.
I'm back to the craziness. I am driving. And I'm going almost every day. I mean, now this week is lighter for me. Right now, I've got nothing on the schedule this week. But then I am in, I'm covering 5 to 6, 2 shows, 5 to 6 and 6 to 7. One's on Newsmax, the other's on their streaming. The week of the 29th. So the week leading into July 4th, I'm going to do every day and then the weekend. And I'm going to tell you, to your point, Eric, the time that we go, when you leave at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, totally different world.
Totally.
But coming home is, I mean, I'm just thankful I'm not on the road today and I don't have to be in New York tomorrow. But how about you? Are you stuck in this nightmare, whether you're in north or south? Are you in a traffic jam right now? And how far is your commute? Who's got the longest commute? We had a guy commuting back and forth to Delaware last year called when I talked about this. But how about you? What's your longest commute? 1-800-283-101.5 or the shortest? I know, excluding, I go downstairs because I work from home. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 743 is the time. Traffic weather next.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
Bro. 7:52 in New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in talking about your nightmare commute. It's been a long weekend with the World Cup. Tomorrow night is going to be a nightmare, too. With another game, how are you faring, and what's your commute? Let's go to Maya in Trenton. Good morning, Maya.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. You sound great today. Ready to go?
I'm great. I'm actually not a commuter. I'm making this call on behalf of my husband.
Oh, tell me.
He takes NJ Transit to New York City every single day, and it is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, they bring in single-decker cars when there's enough people to have double-decker cars, and you have people almost sitting on each other's laps. And then it's like whack-a-mole to figure out if a train is actually coming or not.
Where does he pick it up? Does he pick it up in Trenton?
He commutes from Princeton Junction to New York Penn.
Yeah, I used to do that. It is brutal because you don't always know that. First of all, you can't hear the announcements half the time because the it's such an old state, an old station. I mean, and if you, I bet he's told you this, the guardrails, if he walks a little bit toward Trenton on the northbound side, you can actually move the gate there, the fence, like it's rusted out. It's gross. And there's no excuse for it.
I mean, we started a WhatsApp group. We have two groups now that have almost 2,000 people. And what they do is whenever the trains get stuck, which is really often, they join in Ubers from NY Penn to come home.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
That is so interesting you say that, Maya. So my daughter Elizabeth is working in New York this week. She flew in the other day. And had to be in Boston on Saturday night. So Saturday morning, I drive her in to catch a train at the new Moynihan station for Amtrak, which, by the way, is beautiful, beautiful station. But I drop her off, I don't know, it's like 5:30 in the morning. She catches her train. They get stuck in New Haven. Now, they're 2 hours out of Boston. And no announcements, nothing. They had to kind of figure it out. Her seatmate and another girl, all of a sudden, they did the same thing. They're like, let's just Uber. And three girls who had never met each other until they were trapped on a train, got in an Uber, split it, and she went the rest of the way. Now, Amtrak gave her all her money back without her asking for it.
NJ Transit doesn't do that. They raise the rates for the FIFA. You know, they're like, oh, the FIFA people take, precedence over the commuters that take it every day.
It's a shame. I do know that Chris Caluri, I've known him for a while. He's a good man. He's a good friend of mine. I do believe he is working his hardest to fix it. The challenge is that the bureaucracy in New Jersey is just so thick and crowded and packed with, honestly, decades of neglect that it's going to take years to really right this ship. But I keep it going, Maya. Keep talking about it. Keep posting about it because they have to know that it's not just a one-off. It's thousands and thousands of people inconvenienced every single day.
Hundreds of thousands of people. And they really need an advocate that's loud for them because nobody else seems to care.
Nobody cares.
Especially
well,
not the government.
No, and that's why I talk about the commute on a regular basis because, we've been able to solve some problems one-off by me calling Chris, but it's a bigger problem. It's a systemic problem, and we need major changes. And until we get a governor who is willing to right this ship and allocate the money in the right way, I could tell you I would have thrown FIFA out of here. They shouldn't even be here. It's not helping us at all. It's not a boon to the local economy. You're hearing town after town talk about the increased cost that they have with security and cops. And it's a nightmare that we did not need. It's a headache that let Philly and other places, Connecticut should have had it. We don't need it here. Anyway, Maya, thanks for calling. Best to your husband. Hopefully today's commute won't be his worst. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, Maya. Hey, if you're a member of this group on NJ Transit, the WhatsApp group or the Facebook group, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-283-101.5. Neil, I want to talk to you first. Other side of the news next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I thought, it is Monday, and perhaps we should get into Small Business Monday. As you know, Small Business Monday is sponsored by Dot Designing. You're looking to launch or grow your business? Get started with a Small Business Starter Pack for just $2.99. It includes T-shirts, yard signs, and more. Visit DotDesigning.com. Build your brand the right way with Dot Designing. Eric, did I also hear, in addition to rent at the Jersey Shore being at 53%, the price of pizza has skyrocketed?
Yes, 11%.
I think, and that's over already high prices.
It's always more expensive down the shore. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you figure, God, but when we were kids, I remember a plain pie going for about $8. Yes.
Oh, I can remember when pizza was below $10.
Right?
Yeah.
Less than $10. You get a plant. We had a place. I grew up in Cherry Hill, and we would bike through what was called the Magic Forest. It was the last undeveloped land. I got to believe it's all gone now.
Got to be.
But it was like there was a bike path that you it wasn't there for a bike. We just made one. Essentially, it was the path through the woods. And on the other side was a shopping center, and there was a pizza place. It was Woodcrest Pizza. I don't think it's there anymore. And it was our go-to on the weekends. Like, we had Friday night pizza night.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And my dad would come home from the office and, you know, two pizzas every Friday. And it was, I just, it was great. I don't know how it would stack up to today's pizza, but I thought it was the best pizza in the world, and we loved it. And I just remember when I would start going with friends, it was like $8. So $8, four guys could share a pie on a weekend.
I remember being able to get a slice for $1.50.
Yeah. There's still places in New York you can. They actually literally have the big signs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want it.
I don't know that I would want.
Yeah. You don't necessarily want that pizza, but you can get it. The sign's still there. Yikes. But it's interesting. But the price is up so much now. So there's a place, Frank Pepe's in Connecticut, and it's, I think, some of the best pizza anywhere. And I don't think they're not in Jersey yet, but there's coal fired pizza. And I was going to go on, Saturday. It was a whole thing. It's, you know, anyway, long story short, because of the traffic, everything else, it was no, we decided not to do it. But I pre-ordered, and then I had to cancel it. I ordered three pizzas. Want to know the price? Guess?
$70.
$105. $105.
We paid.
Like, so there, right?
There's think a about place that. That Sandra likes that I'm like, eh, whatever. I mean, it's just, it's pizza, yeah. But it's. It,
where?
It's located in Ewing.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm not a huge fan of it. Plus, their delivery is terrible.
So, you're not talking about the garbage place. The garbage pizza
Wildflowers.
Right?
Wildflowers.
Oh, the garbage pizza. It's a garbage truck pizza.
Garbage truck. Yeah.
I love it. It's one of the best
pizzas ever.
Yeah. It tastes better with a few Manhattans. Anyway, that's another story.
And it was $22 for a pie. It was $22 for a plain cheese pie.
That's ridiculous.
And it was I was incredulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get like that too, and it's frustrating to me. But I also understand it. And guys, this is why I know, oh my God, he's going to bring it back to illegal immigration and politics. The fact that the country's in so much trouble, you think the cost of your pizza is also related to the fact that diesel is so expensive because a lot of the ingredients are being shipped. Yep. I mean, it's real. It's a real thing that we deal with. And we've got a crisis with the economy. And, you know, it's frustrating because who's ordering pizza on a Friday night? Not the billionaires and the millionaires. It's guys that are working for a living.
Yeah.
You know, Friday night pizza. Like we, you know, if you're getting dirty at your job, a pizza is go-to. I'm the same way. I've never changed. I love pizza. I look for pizza. I could have pizza, you know, a couple times a week. But I'm now making my own. I've got this dough, which I'm going to try out. This week, and I'll report back. But I ordered a kit. Yes, on Instagram. Don't shame me.
Well, I was going to bring you one of my frozen cauliflower crusts.
I'd like to try it.
We're going to have you over to the house, or I'm going to have to come to your place and make it. Because when I tried to pack it up, Sandra was like, "What are you doing with that?" I'm like, "Well, I'm taking Bill a crust." She's like, "No, you're not."
Sandra, come on. What the hell? All right, we'll make a plan. I do want to try it. All right, where's your go-to pizza place? And where can I get pizza that is relatively inexpensive? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Your go-to, and even if it's an old throwback to your kid, anybody else know Woodcrest Pizza? 1-800-283-101.5. 814, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-1015 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow.
822 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to take your calls on your go-to pizza place on Small Business Monday, 1-800-283-101.5. But as we prepare for that conversation, because I love pizza and I want to know your go-to, not just as a kid, what do you remember? Place maybe that's not there anymore. For me, it was Woodcrest Pizza in Cherry Hill. Loved it. It was our go-to on Friday night pizza night. Now, there are a million places. Every town's got a great pizza place. But what's your go-to? I want to talk about that. And I want to remind you that our Small Business Monday is sponsored by DotDesigning.com. So if you want to promote your business, they've got packages starting as low as $2.99. I mean, you can't beat that. That is affordable pretty much for any business. And you need to promote your business. Don't think you can just, you know, hang a shingle and you're going to make money. You got to promote it. You got to get in front of the audience. And these guys at Dot Designing really know how to do that, and they'll do you right. I just want to make a comment for you that I referenced earlier about this UFC fight on the White House lawn. You know, a lot of people who hate Trump are complaining, oh, the taxpayer dollars for the flyover, and maybe it's just a media theatrical distraction because of the war, etc. Yeah, maybe. But I love it. I love it, and I'm glad the president did it, and I'll tell you why. Had a conversation yesterday. I'm regular now on 10 to 12 on Sundays on Newsmax, and in addition to the early morning on Saturday, and and during the week. And I interviewed this former NFL wide receiver, Chris Mano. You know, not a real famous guy, played for the Chiefs. I think he played for the Carolina Panthers too. Anyway, we're having a conversation, and I asked him, I said, you know, do you think that, because I said, for years we've heard people complaining about football, right? Oh, kids shouldn't play football. You get hurt, concussions, blah, blah, blah. All designed over the last 30 years to tear men down, right? The toxic masculinity, all this stuff, yeah. Not good. Not good for society. Not good for father figures. Not good for our country and our communities. So I said to Chris, I'm like, do you think that all the people that were complaining about football, that their heads are exploding? Because not only did we go from football, but it's like, we're not even talking about that anymore. We're now talking about mixed martial arts, UFC battles, and they're on the White House lawn. And I said, do you think this is a sign of us toughening up our society and raising our kids tougher? And he quoted this, a great quote, one of my favorite quotes. It's from a book called Those Who Remain. Michael Hoff has the quote, and it's, hard times create strong men, and strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. So the hard times are here. And you may not know it every day because you're like, oh, I'm still in America. I'm still in America. You know, we got two cars and blah, blah. And yeah. But in America today, earning six figures puts you in a class of working poor if you live in a blue state. So think about that. And we've got such a move against men in this country, right? Christian men, white men in particular. Getting assailed all the time, being told to feel guilty and stand down. And, you know, you had a Marine who was charged in New York for defending fellow riders on the subway and taking a scumbag down. Like, it's the reverse. The criminals are being upheld. You see what's going on in Belfast and in London, the protests and the riots now because some scumbag third worlder who was let in pretending to be an asylum seeker, tried to cut a guy's head off. And there's video out there. Henry Nowak, remember his name, young man was stabbed to death by another scumbag illegal migrant. And the cops arrested the victim because the killer said, well, he was racist. So this is really happening in our world. So I asked Chris Mano, do you think it's turning around? And he gave that quote, and we both agreed that we are in hard times, and hard times are going to create strong men, and strong men are going to get us out of this. Because that's the role of strong men. And that doesn't diminish women. We all have our roles in the world. Because I can tell you right now, I know a lot of strong women out there who are praying that strong men come back to join them in this fight for our civilization. So you may have looked at the UFC thing as a distraction. You may be mad at Trump. I get mad at him all the time. The war is something that set us back, you know, all these things. But bringing UFC fighting to the White House lawn was a brilliant move, and it's a sign that we want to bring back toughness and make our society stronger. And that is only going to happen if we raise our boys to be tough men. All right. Rant over. Let's go to pizza. Other side, Chef Umberto. I can't wait to talk to you. Bob, everybody. Where's your go-to pizza place? Was it a fond memory as a kid, or is it a place you go now? 1-800-283-101.5-828. Eric Scott with the news next. 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We are talking pizza. Where is your go-to pizza? Is it a fond memory? Or is it a place that's open today? Is that my YouTube playing?
It's still playing in the background.
All right, my phone is still playing.
It's all right. It's pizza.
We were talking about the gaffe on the news in the Bay Area when an Asiana flight crashed.
Oh, my God.
And somebody put up the graphic where the reporter's like, we now have the names of the pilots and the crew. And it was Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she read it straight on the air. Anyway, so Kathy and Eric were unsure if that was a real thing. I'm like, no, that really happened.
That really happened.
The airline sued the station.
I bet. You know,
guy lost his job for that.
I remember Eric doing that to our weather person prior to Dan Zarro, Adam Casper. Retyped copy and actually put it in the plastic holder.
That's funny.
And yeah, but it was, you know, it was.
If you're not
a St. Patrick's Day party, and he had Phil McCracken.
did he read it? Did Alan read it?
Alan read it.
Of course he did.
Pat McGrath. Wait a minute.
I. That's why I go off the cuff here. There's no reading, but, you know, I've told the producers at Newsmax, I'm like, just so you know, I'll Ron Burgundy this, so be very careful with the teleprompter. Be very careful with the teleprompter. Let's go to Bob at Avenel. What's going on, Bob? What do you got for us?
Okay. Then and now. Then it was the City Line Pizza in Carteret. It's no longer there.
Yeah.
It's gone about 50 years, but believe it or not, as a teenager, a pie, full pie, $1.35.
Come on.
Yes. I'm going back into the early 60s.
What was it called?
I'm going back to the early 60s.
It was City Line?
The City Line Pizza in Carteret, New Jersey. Mrs. Catry was the chef.
I love it. Where's the one now, though, Bob?
Jersey Boy Pizza in Avenel, New Jersey. The best.
it's Jersey Boy Pizza? All right, I'm making a list.
Yep.
What do you get there? What's your go-to?
My go to is they call it the Chloe. It's the traditional pie.
Yeah.
With nothing on, or you can get almost anything you want on it. And the other pie they have is they put the cheese on first and the sauce on it, which is excellent. And they have a regular menu. So
I like that. I get that at Cleese and at the Shore. The upside down, right? You got your toppings, your cheese, and then your sauce. I love it. Thank you, Bob. Got to jump. Appreciate you, Chef Tony. Everybody, hang in there. 8:41. Fast driving instant weather next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey 101.5. Bro.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're talking pizza. Where's your go-to? All right, we've got City Line in Carteret, and which, you know, is a great place. And my friend Mona just reminded me, and she's right. I remember now that we've been to Jersey Pizza Boys. Carmine owns it. What a great place that is. And that's in Avenel. Awesome place. Let's check in with Chef Umberto, a renowned pizza expert. What's going on, Chef?
Bill, what's happening, my friend? You are busier than heck, man.
It's
but,
wild.
Yeah, we're getting ready for September 28th.
I can't wait.
You're going to make your debut as a judge. You're alongside some really good judges there. You got Chef Jill Falgiano from Top Champions going to be one of them. And, of course, Frank Dabski, who we were pleased. We did a three-day trip out to Connecticut. So this year, I'm going to give you some top pizzerias. But this year, we're going to surprise everyone. We got three finalists from Connecticut are going to join in our fifth bracket. We added Connecticut. And it's not just New Haven. We were all over.
Connecticut's got great pizza. I mean, there's no question. Like Frank Pepe's is one of my favorite places anywhere. And they're growing. I hope we get a Pepe's pizza in Jersey. They're not here yet.
Well, I was talking to them. They may surprise us if they can break away. I'll show you when I see you. I got pictures of their pizza trailer and pizza truck.
Did you try the? I would do that. I would bring them into an event. I love it. They've got a clam pizza that is so good. I mean,
clam with bacon. Clam with bacon.
It's stupid good.
The server Lena. Unbelievable. She steered me towards that. This was last year when we went. This year, we went, we had their traditional.
So where's your go-to, chef? Where's your go-to? You got a pizza craving. You're like, I need to grab a slice. Give me a spot.
Okay, here in Tom's River, you got Lucy's Pizza right by Lenny Silverton Market. They're fantastic. Three-day proofing, all clean product. It's an unbelievable pie.
I love it. All right, we're going to add Lucy. I know you could name 100 that are in the top category, but I wanted to get one to add to our list because what my goal is, Chef, is I want to try each one of these over the next 6 months. It'll probably take me 6 months to get through them all. It might take me 6 years.
You're going to be trying 15 of them come September 28th.
So let me know who those are because I won't go there because I'm going to be trying. I got about 10 seconds left. Go.
I'll send you the list, but we want to shout out to Tremontos, which is our champion. We have second place was Capricci's, third place was Lucci's Pizza, and then fourth place was Al Sole Mio in Cranford. And like I said, we're going to be introducing Connecticut this year. Three great pizzerias are going to be coming.
I love it, Chef.
Also, our Taste of the Town winner. She finally opened up her dining room. Della Cucina, Susan, unbelievable place. I mean, that's a place for you to check out.
I love it. All right, Chef, we're going to be in touch, and I'll see you in September, before then. Thank you, man. Always appreciate you. Bye-bye. Chef Umberto, Jersey Pizza Wars. All right, Tony, you'll be first on the other side. Your go-to pizza place on the other side as well. 8:56, fast traffic. Let's do news with Jen Arcillo.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
.909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, we're talking pizza. Tony in South Brunswick, give me your favorite.
I tell you, I got a couple, but that's my alias. My real name's Kevin. I call all the time, and all my friends keep calling me. Oh, I heard you on 101 from Bill Spadia. But anyway, I called
Wait,
before.
Tony, should I call you Kevin or Tony? You've just outed Kevin. Yourself. All right, Kevin in South Brunswick.
This over here, Nino's in North Brunswick. And I tell you, there's all these pizza places, all the goods, you know, the cheese and it's all the stuff comes from only two places, Roma or Suvia Foods, and it's just the guys that are making it. Do they cook it long enough? Did they make the dough right? And Nino's, I over there, Route 130. I have him, Jose, the guy's name is. He cooks it a little bit more. He had a little bit of oregano. That's a regular pie. I've been going there since I'm 16, you know, over 50 years. Then there's a place on. It's called
Stone Pizza. I gotta relax a little bit. I need a break after that. It was a lot. The dough, you got Jose and the oregano. Holy crap. We got a lot going on with this pie. Is it a plain pie? What's Jose making?
It's a plain pie. They gotta make it a little bit thinner. He makes it a little thinner for me. He puts a little oregano. And the biggest thing, he cooks it good. He cooks it. And a lot of places I go to, they're such in a hurry. And they just don't have the talent of the older Italian guys. They don't care about everything.
Now you're hitting something. You're right.
The older Italian guys.
Yep. They because they have pride in their work, in their product. That's why. They're not going to serve you crap. They're gonna. It's going to be good. I got gotcha. You.
Exactly. Just like a mason doing these old Italian guys. Doing that guy that does brick for me.
Wow, Kevin, you've just hit the nail on the head. My father-in-law was a bricklayer. And let me tell you, he built a wall at our old house in Williamstown. I got to drive by and see if that wall is still there. It's only about 18 inches high. It was like a garden wall right in the front. Uh-huh. He did it, no cement, nothing. He literally, by hand, cut the rocks and placed them, and that thing didn't move. I mean, storms. That wall will outlast the house. He was an absolute artist. My Jody's dad, Sal, just unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, you got me thinking about that.
That's all history. It's so much history.
Yeah,
there's nobody to. I got one guy. His name's Armando. As a matter of fact,
Armando. He makes suits.
Armando. He owns a pizzeria on 33. It's called Doughboys. It's the guy. I'm still using the father.
Hold on.
Brickwork for
Kevin,
me.
Hold on. What is it called? It's called what?
Doughboys.
Doughboys? And it's on where? Where is it? What town?
It's on 33, when you go almost to the 34th circle there. What town is that?
Is that Monroe?
That's Wall.
Oh, it's in Wall. It's in Wall. It's near 34. All right.
In the Quick Check, it's in the Dunkin' Donuts. It's across from Quick Check.
All right, I got it.
I can't vouch for his pizza, but it's I never been there. But that guy was real, into.
Is that Armando?
That's Armando. Armando. Yeah, he does.
He sounds like a tailor to me. I'm just saying.
He's 82 years old. He's still doing bricks.
He's doing bricks and he's doing pizza. I love it. Two of the great things in the world: a solid, good brick wall, and pizza. And if you use the bricks to make the oven, you win. You win. That's what that's called. I got to go, man. Good talking to you, Kevin Tony. All right, Bob, you hang in there because I got to take a break. I got to adjust. Jen,
was a lot.
I'm tired. I'm tired of that guy. It was a lot. It was a big conversation. Whew. Okay, we're going to take a breather, and we're going to get back to pizza on the other side of Traffic and Weather next.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's go to Bob in Englishtown. We're talking about your go-to pizza place then and now. You got a favorite one you remember fondly as a kid? And is there a place you go to right now? What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, Bill. How you doing? I love your program. I listen to you every day.
Appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. So what do you got for us?
I got two. All right. One is on 93 Wilson Avenue in Englishtown. It's called Brooklyn Square. They're known for the square pizza. They were interviewed by the pizza guy. But what he didn't see was the round pie, that sesame crust with mini pepperoni. It's to die for. You can't stop eating it. There's another one in East Brunswick. Their address is 293 New Jersey 18 in East Brunswick, called Mancini's. These guys come in from Brooklyn every day. And I'll tell you, I've never had a bad slice from that place.
Really?
They have these.
What do you get there?
Pinwheels I have to die for.
Wait, I go for pizza
or the pinwheels.
Wait, tell me about that. Cheesesteak what?
Cheesesteak pinwheels.
What is that?
They have these cheesesteak pinwheels. It's a round. It looks like about like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
It's got cheese steak, onions and peppers. They put it in the oven. It comes out crunchy. You put it on a plate. Oh my God, it's to die for.
Come on. All right.
Never miss a Monday when I go out with my girl for lunch. But that thing is like delectable. You can go through a couple of those. But their pizza, unbelievable. It's got a nice crunchy crust. The cheese, the sauce, everything is so perfect. There's never been a bad slice of that place. Route 18. They are fantastic.
That's awesome. I love it. The cheesesteak pinwheel. Now you got me thinking about that. All right, we're adding Mancini's and Brooklyn Square to the list. It's funny. I'm not a big fan of Barstool Sports guy. I think he's a whiner. I think he's I used to be. And I got to tell you, we've been to some of the places he's recommended. I don't know. I wonder if places decline after they get his nod of approval because they don't have to live up to it. But That doesn't mean, I want to go to Brooklyn Square, but I wonder how many pizza places are like, I hope he doesn't come. You know what I mean?
Brooklyn Square's a small spot, but I lived in English Town 11 years, and the moment I had that sesame-crusted round pie, even if it's plain, mini pepperonis, whatever they put on it is always good.
Yeah.
The pizza's always fresh. It's never overdone. It's never underdone.
It's
a jewel.
I wonder what kind of temperature they're cooking at, because I always ask that. There was a place in Princeton called Old World, and it was the best pizza around. We've got a place now in Montgomery called New World. Outstanding pie. Really great. Alfonso's is great. I mean, there are a lot of great places. Anyway, we're building a list. Thank you, Bob, and I appreciate the kind words on the front end. You and your better half have a great week. All right? 9:26. Gary, John, you guys will be next. It's time for Let's Do News with Jen Arcillo in 3 minutes. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We're talking about Small Business Monday. I got to tell you, I'm a little worn out.
You look weathered.
I'm a little weathered.
A weathered.
A lot of conversations going on. We got people coming in. I had a meeting all of a sudden.
Phone calls
that went awry. People are asking. There's a lot of questions going on.
Yeah,
and
you're
then our
you're
pizza
done.
Guy.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Now he's hungry.
This is the problem.
I want pizza now.
I got to go make dough.
Yeah, but what kind of dough do you make now on your new food
it's
thing?
I think it's Peppa dough.
Did you ever try one of those TikTok or Instagram recipes?
They don't work.
Ugh.
It's all nonsense.
They're like, hey, Whop cottage cheese. I bought a kit.
Do
you have dough in your refrigerator? Like,
well, here's the thing.
It grows or something.
It
comes in a bag. You make a thing, and it's a whole thing.
The kid came in the same box as his pants.
The pants didn't work out.
From China.
And that stupid pan
you
bought.
The dough did, though.
And the beards.
The pan. I've now bought two pans. That I, and Jody knew, because when I said I'm going to buy... when I bought the first copper pan, it worked great. So I'm like, if one is good... more is better, but I bought a different brand and it was so bad. And Jody looked at me, she's like, tell me you didn't buy more.
And six more arrived after that.
Yeah, because I lied. Yeah, I said, I did not. I panicked. I'll be honest.
I think that's funny that you panicked.
I had a little bit of a panic
of
attack and I'm like, no. I didn't buy any more.
Oh.
And then literally 2 weeks later, two more pans come.
Did you not think she was going to find out?
I know. I'm not always the smartest person around. Usually I'm not, actually.
Okay. The dough kit worked.
Thank you. Mm. Hold on. I got to look it up.
We have to bring him back, girls.
So I bought the dough kit. It was great. I made the dough. Like it was, I did it over 24 hours. I actually had the patience to do it.
Was it bleached flour?
No, all natural, organic. I don't know.
Well,
whatever
that's what I'm saying.
It
had to
you
be
don't
a
even
certain
know
kit.
It was made of. It was like the.
I did the research. It was the only organic one available because most of them have, I don't know, just stuff in it you don't
this
want.
Is salted with the tears
the
of children.
Flour and all this stuff.
Salted with the tears
with
of
the
children
tears of
from
children.
China.
Do those tears have seed oil in them or it's over?
No, this is the whole point, that you can't find pre-made stuff without oils in it.
Well, that's why I'm very curious as to what you use, because I know you're very particular about that.
So here's the thing. Well, this I'll find. I think it's Peppa.
I want to know.
I will find out for you.
Okay.
So I make it. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. So now Elizabeth is home. She's working in New York.
Yeah.
So I said to her, she's like, all right, Dad, what time are you coming home? I got this. I'm like, I need your help.
Oh, no.
I bought four kits. I've got to make like 12 pizza doughs.
Peppa.
She's like, what are you even talking about?
And what is Peppa? Like Peppa Pig?
I don't know. What is that, a kid show?
Peppa.
I think so. I probably have it completely wrong. And
they
it's
look like hair dryers.
Different. So you make it from scratch. So I've got to make, it's called a poolish. You ever hear of this?
No, I
never heard of it either.
What are you talking about?
You make the poolish first, then the poolish sits overnight, then you mix your dough, then it rises, and then I got pizza. So here's what I did. I bought four bags.
Of course you did.
So,
on purpose?
Well, here's my thinking. I want to make it all and then freeze it. And then at any moment I need pizza.
You could pull out a poolish.
I pull out a poolish.
Made out of Peppa.
The problem is I've got...
Pull out of Polish.
I have to find it.
Are you saying pepper, like the word pepper?
Peppa. No, like Peppa. Peppa.
Like Peppa Pig, but not Peppa Pig.
Yeah,
like what is
Peppa? Hold on. Let me find...
He's going to pull out a Polish Peppa.
None of us have heard of this.
Am I the only one that's ever made dough?
Yes.
I made dough, but not that. Is it Peppa?
Or the pandemic when we all got that stupid starter dough from people.
Obviously not Peppa, because I can't find... Oh, so bad.
What are you doing? The problem is now he's going to look this up.
No, I can't even find it.
The problem is he's going to look this up and by accident order 12 more kits.
Well, now I don't know. Here it is.
Ooh.
Preppa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for God's sake. You even got the name wrong.
Sorry, it's Preppa. There's no Preppa Pig, right? Wait, it's Preppa. It's P-R-E-P-A. Preppa Pizza.
Is it Preppa or Preppa? Or Preppa?
Oh, you think it's Preppa?
Well,
oh
Preppa would be a double P, in my opinion.
What is happening?
P-R-E-P-P-A would be Preppa.
You think I've been saying it wrong the whole time?
It could be Preppa. I'm just
could
saying.
Be. It could
what
be.
What happened with food now? There's pho. People go out for pho.
The pho. Well, no, is it a pho?
Pho? Whatever. They go to a restaurant
it's
to get
pho.
Pho.
It's pho.
I'm going to get some pho, and you're making
pho. It sounds like a Jersey greeting.
Want some pho?
Pho.
It's right up there with yo. Yo.
Like you gotta, you wipe your hand right under your chin. Pho.
So it's right up there. You have your Preppa
and bra.
Preppa
and bra.
It could be Preppa.
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 Preppa. Maybe
what country is it from?
It's Italian.
Italian, Jill.
Well, I think. To be honest, I don't know.
Hold on. I'm looking.
Here's the problem. So here's why I've enlisted help. You got to watch a YouTube video.
You need a lot of
help. So there's a QR code on the bag.
Oh, my God. Of course
there is. And the guy shows you. Now, I had one segment off. Mm-hmm. A couple of Sundays ago.
Right.
And I used my segment to make the Polish. Mm-hmm. And then, you think I'm kidding. This is what it is.
I can't take this seriously.
We're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
I used my segment.
All right, here's what I'm
going to
do. I'm going to actually make it and bring some in.
You say that.
You got to make the Polish first.
I used my segment to make some Polish because we wanted to go out for pho.
Do you get what I'm saying, bruh?
I didn't want to go out for pho. So I made the Polish so I could have the pizza at home.
And wash it down with kombucha.
All right. None of this
You know, I don't
makes
like kombucha.
Sense.
That's gross.
Okay, this is...
Jody likes it. I don't like
you
it.
You get a SCOBY.
She likes all the... Right. What's the other one? Wait, will you look this up?
Preppa.
Oh, my God.
Preppa pizza is... You only need water. It's imported flour from Italy, semolina.
Yes. Thank you.
It's out of stock.
All right, so listen.
You bought them all. They're out of stock.
Is it out of stock?
Yes.
I bought them all. I got them in my... literally, it's in my cabinet. So I need help because I want to make... it'll make 12
Well, you definitely
doughs.
Need help.
And I'm thinking I want to keep... anyway, it sounded like a good idea at the time.
Sounds good. You just want to keep the dough in the freezer. You don't want to...
Read what the Polish is.
I can't get that far.
P-O-O-L-I-S-H.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. Let's look that up because I got the paper wrong.
You got paper wrong. I'm going
Polish. Polish pizza dough. Here you go. I'm not crazy.
It's not Polish. You sure it's Polish?
No. You make it. It's like with water. You make it with the water. It soaks the thing. Anyway.
For God's sake.
I don't understand it all, but I know it comes out delicious.
Can you imagine this conversation at home? We need it.
All right, real quick. I just got to say this about our friends at Dot Designing for Small Business Monday. There's a grand opening happening tomorrow at their Route 33 location. Adi is the owner, great guy. But here's a cool thing. His sons, Adam and Zach, have a website, adamandzach.com. And for the grand opening, they are giving the first 50 people a free branded candy gift. So if you go to Adam and Zach, spelled out A-D-A-M-A-N-D-Z-A-C-H, adamandzach.com. Check it out and go to the grand opening tomorrow. The first 50 people in the door to the Dot Designing location on Route 33 get a free branded candy gift.
It's because
they do corporate candy giveaways. So anyway, very cool with Dot Designing. Let me take a break and then Gary and John, I'll let you plug your pizza places. On the other side, what's your go-to Jersey pie? 9:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey? Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Jersey. 9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, we're going to try to squeeze you guys in real quick. Give me your go-to pizza place. Let's go to John in Monroe. What do you got, John? John, what do you got for us?
Hey, Bill. You got to go try out the Galley Pizza and Eatery. It is in Asbury Park.
Galley Pizzeria and Eatery. I love it. What do you get there?
Oh, I like to get their Detroit-style pies.
I love Detroit pie.
Oh, man. It's to die for.
What do you get on the Detroit pie? What's your topping?
I like to get vodka sauce with chicken cutlet. It's delicious.
I love that. I love it. All right, man. It's on the list, John. Yeah. I got to jump. Thank you, brother. Let's go to Gary and Colesneck real quick. What do you got, Gary?
Hey, La Madonna in Matawan, they have an upside down like Sicilian pie that's absolutely unbelievable the way they cook it. And they also have some really nice food. And I have nothing to do with that establishment, but it's really amazing. It's like a party in your mouth, Bill. It's unbelievable.
Mama Donna in Matawan.
La Madonna. It's on Main Street. Right on the corner. La Madonna.
I love it. La Madonna.
Check it out.
All right, man. Thank you, Gary.
All right, Bill. Be well. God bless you.
Have a great day, brother. Appreciate you. Guys, got to get out of here. We'll have a lot more for you tomorrow, and I'll have to make sure we get this pizza posted so you've got a list of the go-to pizza places around the Garden State. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.